In the history of the Western literary canon, the Shakespearean character Othello is arguably the first black male lead role. The play, written in Elizabethan England, is the tragic tale of an African Moor living in 16th century Venice. Through the centuries, the work has been staged all over the world, but it wasn't until recent times that black actors have had the chance to play the role. Jill Kaufman from the WGBH Culture Desk in Boston reports.
400 years ago, Shakespeare wrote a play that is strikingly resonant today, Othello. It's the story of a black man and a white woman from different classes who fall in love during a time of war.
There was once in Venice a Moor, Othello, who for his merits in the affairs of war was held in great esteem. It happened that he fell in love with a young and noble lady called Desdemona, who, drawn by his virtue, became equally enamored of him.
They marry in secret. When Desdemona's father finds out, he opposes their marriage because Othello is a Moor. He also believes his daughter has betrayed him, and he tells Othello, "Look to her, Moor, if thou hast eyes to see. She has deceived her father, and may thee." This comment only serves to help the character of Iago ruin Othello's life.
You shall mark. Heaven is my judge, not I for love and duty, but seeming so for my peculiar end. I am not what I am.
Throughout the play, Iago's motivation is complex and unclear. Does he go after Othello because of his race, out of jealousy, or blind ambition? In five acts, Iago sets up a circle of vicious lies and convinces Othello that Desdemona has been unfaithful. As a result, a manipulated, enraged Othello kills her. It's not easy to watch. Everyone on stage loses. In Europe, from Elizabethan times until the late 19th century, the role of Othello was played by white men in blackface. In the United States, it wasn't until 1943 that a Broadway production of Othello starred a black actor. Paul Robeson was the first.
I pray you in your letters, when you shall these unlucky deeds relate, speak of me as I am. Nothing extenuate, nor set down aught in malice. Then must you speak of one that loved full wisely but too well.
This was the first time Americans had ever seen a black man being intimate with a white woman on stage. Desdemona was played by Uta Hagen, one of the leading white actresses of the day. Watching Robeson kiss, hold, and then strangle her was an event in and of itself.
It was earth-shaking, precedent-setting, a very big deal.
Samuel Hay has been teaching about Paul Robeson throughout his career. He's a professor of theater arts at North Carolina A&T in Greensboro. The big deal wasn't only on stage, but also in the high-priced orchestra seats. Because Robeson refused to play to segregated audiences, well-dressed white Americans found themselves sitting next to well-dressed black Americans. And this was something they weren't used to.
The fact that such happened required people to readjust their attitudes and their habits and their thought patterns about race in this country. And that was Robeson's mission, frankly. He was a public intellectual and a public artist whose primary goal in life was to go throughout the world and to seek freedom and justice for peoples everywhere.
It was just the beginning of change. Robeson's 296 performances as Othello set an all-time Broadway record for a Shakespearean production. But doors still didn't open for black actors. Samuel Hay says real change was a long ways off. The American psyche was for too long bombarded with images of blacks on stage as clowns and fools.
As a non-thinking, hot-headed, fun-loving, dancing, grinning person to be taken lightly, incapable of serious thought, no dignity feeling or care about dignity and feeling.
For Paul Robeson, the role of Othello was the opportunity to present the opposite view. He became the Othello for his generation. It's evident how American actors have been influenced by Robeson, according to Philip Hayes Dean. Dean wrote the 1978 Broadway play called Paul Robeson.
First of all, they all have basso voices. James Earl Jones, Avery Brooks, William Marshall. He created the convention of Othello as a very tall man with a deep voice.
So much so that I guess Laurence Olivier tried to deepen his voice as well.
Yeah, and I don't agree with that, by the way. And I did not like Laurence Olivier's Othello. I thought it was a minstrel show.
Olivier used makeup to blacken himself when he played Othello. Theater professor Samuel Hay saw no need for it.
There were African-American actors capable of doing the role, even before Robeson.
And since.
Brothers and sisters, you know who I am. For those of you who don't know me, my name is John Othello. I was born here. I grew up on these streets. I went to school here. So you'll know you'll get nothing but the truth from me.
What happened to Billy Cole?
Eamon Walker is the latest Noble Moor in Masterpiece Theatre's new adaptation for public television. His Othello lives in the year 2001. He is London's first black police commissioner. Walker recently spoke about the role of Othello with students in an acting class at the Boston Arts Academy, a public high school in Massachusetts.
For me, and for many young black men who are actors, Othello is the role. And for white guys, it's Hamlet. Right? That's your role. I'm waiting for the day when we can swap over and nobody cares.
Eamon Walker believes the struggle that Paul Robeson underwent back in 1943 may ironically give directors today too much freedom to cast by race.
They'll think of people not on their talent and their capability, but that man over there, regardless of the color of his skin, is able to play King Lear and Hamlet. They'll actually turn around and say, well, actually for him, the role, because it's a black role and it's written black, is Othello. And they won't really consider anything else. And, you know, there are more roles for the white actor. There is King Lear, there is Hamlet, there's Macbeth. There's all these other things that they can play as well. But unfortunately for them, this political battle meant that it took away the role of Othello.
The Yale professor and Shakespeare scholar Harold Bloom is less concerned with the race of the actor playing Othello. He thinks that race is not what the play is all about, but rather it's about sexual jealousy, love, war, and friendship. It's possible, Bloom claims, that someday Othello's blackness won't even be noticed.
Which means that it is not intrinsic to Shakespeare's play. It's intrinsic to what we seem to need to talk about or notice at a particular time. What is important is that this is a great soldier. He is a Christian convert, as is made very clear, and, you know, comes from a completely foreign atmosphere and simply cannot understand the peculiar subtlety and malice of the Venetian mind as Shakespeare portrays it.
Paul Robeson thought otherwise. He was sure one of the themes Shakespeare highlighted in this play was that of a black man in a white society. He was impressed that Shakespeare, whom he called a genius, could foreshadow and understand the racial tension that would arise in America. Perhaps, Robeson also wondered, that tension may have existed back in Elizabethan England. For NPR News, I'm Jill Kaufman in Boston.